Something similar to that A-frame we were talking about earlier. You call it a plank that's laid over a trestle for children to play on. You call it that. Where they go back and forth.
Riding horse, I believe.
I remember having fun with that as a kid.
Yeah.
Simple little pleasure back there in Kansas City.
Right.
There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle to a post or to a stump, and kids could get on it each end and spin around it. Mm-hmm. Is what you would call that?
Merry-go-round. Okay.
When you tie a long rope to a tree limb and you put a seat on it so that children can go back and forth, you call that a
swing, tree swing.
Okay. What do you carry coal in?
Well, ordinarily a coal bucket to make a bucket for that. Or any other container that's handy around the place if you can't, if you don't have a bucket.
We speak of a coal scuttle.
Scuttle.
What do you wheel things around in?
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. And then to sharpen a scythe on, you use a...
maybe a rock. Or a grinding rock that's made of stone.
Okay. What's the kind of stone that turns round for sharpening?
That's the, grindstone.
I guess what you're referring to. Right. If something is squeaking and you want to lubricate it so it'll be much flatter, what do you do to it?
You grease it.
Now, if it's not oil, but it's the hard, solid kind, what do you call that?
Well, in a wagon, it's axle grease. That'd be a good thing to use.
Okay. And if you've got this grease all over your hands, you say they're all...
all greasy.
Okay. And related to this, you might take your car into a gas station and ask them to check the water and the...
oil.
Okay. What is it you use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Do you have any other kind of name you might call that?
Coral.
If you have a makeshift lamp with a rag and a bottle and kerosene, what might you call that? Sometimes it's homemade variety.
Lamp?
Maybe some kind of torch or...
yeah.
You'd say that today when we brush our teeth, that toothpaste comes in a...
tube.
Okay. Sometimes old-fashioned days of swimming on the creeks and in ponds, the inside of the tire that you used is called that you used to swim in. It can be punctured.
Two.
If you just built a boat and going to put it in the water, you say that they're going to do what to the boat? As they put it in the mud.
Want to.
What kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
Usually it's about a 12 or 14 foot skiff. We used to call them skiffs when fishing a bass boat or something on that order.
Okay. If you've got one that's got a real flat bottom to it, you need to turn it around.
No, sir.
I wonder if you know of maybe just a rowboat or something along that line.
Yeah, that's right.